This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. It's a weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and our community. And my co-host and content partner in this endeavor is the Arts Alliance and the president and CEO of said organization, Deb Pollack. Always good to see you, and welcome back, and thank you for coming in live into studios.
Well, it's better than coming in dead. Just kidding.
Well, you're having a Monday on a Tuesday, aren't you?
Exactly. Hey, it's October, and so I get to wish you a happy Arts and Humanities Month.
I didn't even know.
Well, that's why I'm here. So Arts and Humanities Month was started more than 30 years ago by the Americans for the Arts to raise public awareness about the role of arts and humanities in our communities and in our lives.
Well, we kind of do that on a regular basis here at WEMU. We have shows like this one, Creative Impact. There's Cinema Chat and also Art and Soul that Lisa Berry does in the afternoon. So we're contributing on that front, I think.
Absolutely. You do it every day. And, you know, Creative Washtenaw is really fortunate to have a public radio partner in WEMU. And, you know, that's pretty special here in this community.
Yeah, why so? Why do you think so?
Well,
I know why I think so.
Well, because WEMU is one of hundreds of nonprofit arts organizations in Washtenaw County, yet it steps up to partner with us instead of competing against us. And we, all of my colleagues, call that co-opetition.
Co-opetition. Co-opetition. I like it.
Right, and it runs throughout our creative community, and our guest today is a prime example of such. Sophie Grillet is a local artist who, in the spirit of co-opetition, has organized about four dozen artists for the Westside Art Hop. So let's welcome her to the show.
Sophie, thank you so much for coming into the studios at WEMU. We're very grateful.
Hello, nice to be here.
So, Westside Art Hop comes up this Sunday, October 6th, runs from 10 in the morning to 5 p.m. We've had our own Lisa Berry feature it on her shows as an event before. So, as we do on Creative Impact, we kind of want to focus on the business side, what goes on with the logistics and the organizings of such a project. But first, just take a moment and kind of remind us of what Westside Art Hop is all about.
So, Westside Art Hop is basically for artists so they can show their work at very low cost to the public. And it's fun. It's just a local area, so people can walk around it. You don't have to drive, although you can, of course. It's easy parking around there. And so on the west side, we have about 54, 55 artists this time. And they're on porches, in childcare centers, in garages, in studios, all over the neighborhood, and you just walk around and enjoy the art.
That's amazing.
It's really, really a local special thing. So you and a number of artists had the idea for Art Hop a number of years ago. So take us back to the beginning. Did it happen one day, you know, sitting around somebody's porch or dinner? How long did it take to percolate?
Well, what happened was that, as Deb well knows, there used to be an art walk around the area.
Well, that's kind of how you wanted to get involved,
right? Wider area. And I thought, oh, right, I should be in this. And then all of a sudden, there it wasn't. And so I thought, okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay. So I got together with a friend of mine, Lila Kuyula, who lived just around the corner from me then, and said, hey, why don't we have a mini artwork with just you and me? And she said, sure, let's see if there's anyone else in the neighborhood. So we had a couple of other artists as well, including Larry Nissen, who does glass. And so three or four of us thought, okay, we'll do this art walk, and we invited a few other artists. So we had 12 artists that first time about 7 years ago, and it was really successful, and everybody loved it, and the whole neighborhood was full of people walking around and enjoying it. So we thought, oh, well, maybe we'll do this again. So we've been doing it you used to do it in the winter, and we had to give that up because of snow.
We do have that
welcome
here.
To Michigan.
We do,
so
have, yes,
we do it
exactly.
In October and May, and every year we've been doing it since then, and it's kind of grown from 12 artists to now around 50 to 60 artists usually.
So. Now, I want to get into how this event is organized as it continues to expand on a year-to-year basis. But first, I'm just going to guess, based on your accent, you don't come from Ann Arbor.
I don't, but I have been here for more than 20 years, and
right.
I just, you know, was only here for a couple of years and a couple of more years, so I never quite learned the language.
Was there a portion of your artistic soul that brought or kept you here?
I came here because my husband used to work for Ford.
That'll do it.
And then we had two kids, and the education system here is, you know, in Ann Arbor and around, so they started in Gretchen's House preschool, and they... Now the older one is back to do his master's at Michigan, so we've just been staying here and enjoying the fruits of being in a huge university town, which is great.
And you found your creative community as well. So now here you are with this Art Hop initiative that you've been involved with, and there's like 50 artists on your roster this year, as you said, and like about 16 venues. So how do you, as the Art Hop organizer, keep yourself organized and everyone else organized?
Spreadsheets.
Well, that's so much of an artist's tool, spreadsheets. I hear that they teach that in art class.
Well, I mean, I haven't been in art class since the middle of the last century, so I don't know. But so I had to learn a lot of things about doing spreadsheet, doing computing, doing forms, doing integration so that the forms automatically feed into various. So I've learned a lot of tech from doing this, which is...
It's a creative tool unto itself, isn't it?
It's very useful, but I mean, it's all learning by doing, so it's very clunky for me to do.
And a lot of communication, probably, too, I bet.
Yes, yes.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. My co-host is Deb Pollack, and today we're talking with Sophie Grier. She's an artist and the organizer behind the Westside Art Hop, and again, that takes place this coming Sunday, October 6th, in Ann Arbor.
You mentioned technology, so I wondered if because we have things like smartphones, does it make it easier for each of the artists to manage their own financial aspect of this, to do sales and those sorts of things? Is it different than it might have been maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Well, we have the full spread. We have completely non-tech artists who, you know, can only pay things by check or receive things
by check.
These
are my people.
But also we have, you know, people who are really connected in and can use,
right,
you know, swipe cards and use their iPads and phones to take cash, to take money on the spot. So it varies. I mean, it's always a good idea if you're coming to Art Hop to be prepared for either, but I think most artists would be able to just, because it's local, just drop an artwork off to you and pay it later,
right,
if necessary. But yeah, come prepared for either eventuality.
Let me ask you this. As you mentioned, it comes in a variety of venues. It's very much a neighborhood event. So when people are contributing the space in their homes for these artists to exhibit and make sales, how do they respond to this kind of a thing? Is it very exciting for them as well to just have, you know, an entire community of people walk through the house?
Oh, they don't walk through the house. No, except for the artists who it's at their own home and they like Larry with his glass. But most of it, it's on porches or in garages.
Gotcha.
So the neighbors aren't really asked to invite the entire population into their house. But so what I do is I just go around the neighborhood on my bicycle and I think, ooh, that's a great porch or that's a great garage. And then I bang on the door and say, hey, how would you like a complete stranger on your porch for the day? And they go, yeah, sure.
Talk about a grassroots art event. That's as grassroots as it gets.
Right. It's one of those things that I, you know, so uniquely Ann Arbor, our community, the Water Hill event that takes place, which was just saved again this year, which was fabulous. And I think that's terrific. We mentioned that the Arts Alliance, before I was the director, had an art walk in Ann Arbor, and then it tried to expand out into the other communities in and around the county, but it frankly failed. But Art Hop is going on now for 7 years, thanks to your leadership and others. Why do you think it works?
I think it's because it's in such a tiny area. That's one of the reasons. The other reasons is because everybody keeps saying, oh, this is wonderful, please do it again. So each time I think, I'm never doing that again.
And then
totally
everyone
understood. Says how much they enjoyed it, and I think, oh, all right then. But, I mean, obviously I sell work at Art Hop as well, and I have my open studio also. I have my studio open, and I have three artists in the garage and one in the yard in a tent. So, I mean, it's very local, and it's very personal, person to person. So we have a party for all the artists and we meet and, you know, so it's really
connected.
That's right.
So you, the final question, you've kind of hinted at it, but I want to get a more direct and expansive response. You continue to do this 7 years on, and at the end of each one, you think, I can't do that again. But then the next year or the next 6 months come around and you do it again. So what is the personal reward beyond sales of your own artwork? What do you take from putting forth this event? What's the reward?
Oh, well, you know, in Fantasia, where he cooks up all that stuff by waving a magic wand and everything kind of comes together, there's that kind of excitement of creating a thing which didn't otherwise exist. and we have an organizational committee, which is me, and so and also we have a fantastic publicist, which is Leah McChesney. So she's great at doing the cooking up, you know.
So sort of that magic that happens in so many of these events, that it all comes together at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we will make sure that on our website at WEMU.org, we have all the details you need to know about the upcoming Westside Art Hop event. Takes place this Sunday, October 6th. And Sophie, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk about
I'll look forward to hopping around Art Hop this Sunday. Thanks so much for being with us, Sophie.
That is Sophie Grier, artist and organizer behind the Westside Art Hop. Deb Pollock, we'll see you again next week.
I'm working on booking our next fabulous guest right now.
That is Deb Pollock. She is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And the Arts Alliance serves as our content partner each week for Creative Impact. So make sure you join us again next Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.